Jordan, it's been a little different couple of days for you guys. Lindy thought it'd be best if he kept you guys away from the rink, and then today, have you liked the preparations of the last couple of days? Has it helped you get yourself ready and ready for this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he makes the call, you know, whether we go to the rink or not, have a meeting here. But yeah, you know, it's not, you know, going to change, you know, how I go about things outside of not going on the ice, obviously. You know, we got a job to do tonight. We want to have all the energy that we can have. So, yeah, I think it's a good step for us.
A lot of your teammates have not been in an elimination game. How much of a bigger deal is that for them, or do you just got to get that out of your mind?
You know, I don't know. Truthfully, for them, you know, for me, it's another game. You know, elimination game or not, we got to go out here, and our goal is to win the game, regardless of where we're at in the series. So that's, you know, that's our focus. What we got to do to win game six, and that's all we're thinking about right now.
Having that mental reset, having guys just stay away from the rink, mm-hmm. is that important for everybody, for so many first-timers in this group?
It's hard answering for them, you know, but yeah, maybe, you know, stay away, kind of keep your mind away from things, you know, not get too consumed with everything. Yeah, probably beneficial for some guys. But yeah, it's hard to speak to them. For me, you know, whether we go, whether we don't go, you know, I feel as if I keep a pretty, you know, mindset of, like I said before, it's one game. We got to go out here, do what we got to do to win game six, and that's it.
Jordan, you guys had good starts. You've had leads. What can you do better as a group to mm-hmm. hold on to the lead and not give it back right away like mm-hmm. it's been happening a couple of times?
Yeah. you know, we got to stick to, you know, the game plan and what we did. You know, I think, for example, last game I thought we played great in the first, and we kind of got away from our game, and things, you know, started to change a little bit. So we just got to stay dialed in, stay focused to the game plan, you know, and, you know, continue to do what we do well. And sometimes, you know, yeah, we tend to get away from it. There's going to be momentum changes in games. We got to be able to ride those waves and manage it all.
What was it in game four that made you successful in the third period? It looks like you guys defended that lead very well. What was it that helped you guys defend maybe the way you're used to defending or have in the last two or three months?
You know, I think a lot of it's managing the puck. You know, you can make it a lot easier on yourself, you know, on the team as a whole, if you do the right things and not give them free offense, take their time and space away, you know, try and clog up the neutral zone as much as possible. But I think for us, in the playoffs as a whole, managing the puck is, you know, going to be key, probably was key for us in game four. And typically when you have the lead, do everything to protect that lead.
What about the penalty kill? It's been inconsistent. I mean, it won you a game in game four, but it's also been inconsistent. What do you have to do to get that consistency back in your penalty kill?
Yeah, we'll look at some things. They got a good power play. You know, what we have to do specifically structurally, I don't have the X's and O answers for you, but you got to find ways. You know, they've been able to sustain a lot of pressure, keep the puck for a while, keep the penalty killers out there for a minute, you know, a minute 15, you start to get tired, right? So finding ways early to pressure, whenever we have the chance to put some pressure on them, go after them, we got to find those instances more and pounce on them when we can.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan Grebe on the pregame. Brian, back to you.